name of one God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The season of the Epiphany begins and ends with light. Light that is celestial, holy, and very bright. On the Epiphany, the Magi are led by a heavenly light to Bethlehem, a bright star, and they journey with it from when it rises until it stops. And they find the baby Jesus and the family, and then they knew that this child was the new king, the Savior that they had been told about. And they worshiped and they honored Jesus. In today's reading, on this final Sunday of the Epiphany, Jesus shines on the mountaintop more brightly than any light on earth and is transfigured. Jesus' divinity revealed. A light that shined so bright that it terrified those who saw it. Jesus was transfigured on the mount with the fullness of God and shone almost too bright for human eyes. But this event was witnessed by the disciples who Jesus took with him, Peter, James, and John, the first three disciples he called. They were the witnesses to this holy transfiguration, and this is significant because later in Acts, Peter, as well as the other disciples, but first and most powerfully, Peter testifies and declares to the people there of Jerusalem, after that Jesus had finally risen from the dead, that he and the apostles were witnesses to Christ. And that testimony to many was convincing because it fulfilled to many the law. From Deuteronomy 19:15, and Paul quotes this in Corinthians as well. There must be two or three witnesses for a charge to be sustained. Peter, John, and James, who testify later, after the risen Christ, that they were witnesses to this transfiguration and to the resurrection. And many believed the apostles' testimonies and believed their charge, and they believed in Jesus Christ. Jesus as the Son of God. And something else happens at the beginning and at the end of Epiphany. We hear the voice of God. The first Sunday after the Epiphany, we celebrated the baptism of our Lord. And this was heard in Mark 1. After Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan, the heavens opened up, and the voice of God said, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And Jesus' ministry begins. In today's final Epiphany Gospel, the heavens open up again, and Jesus' divinity is revealed, and the voice of God says, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." And then Jesus' ministry takes on a deeper meaning and more with more power. And the long final journey he takes to Jerusalem begins. Jesus' ministry takes on new meaning and new power. But Jesus instructs those witnesses, those disciples, not to tell anyone what they have seen until after he has risen from the dead. Oh yes, Jesus' ministry has taken on new meaning and power, much more on that journey to the cross. More than just the usual teaching and preaching and healing and casting out demons, but do you know what Jesus does right after they come down from the mountain? He heals a young boy of an unclean spirit. Yes, we believe Jesus to be the Son of God, and there is work to do every day. Jesus returned to his ministry. So we journey from the light of the Epiphany to the work and preparation of Lent. Jesus told his disciples to tell no one about the glory of Jesus Christ. It was not time yet. That meaningful and powerful time will come at the resurrection of Easter. Now is the time to dwell in the light, to continue the daily work and preparation that will be our Lenten discipline. And we ready ourselves for the holy celebration and observance of Holy Week and of Jesus Christ's Easter resurrection. I invite you all to begin your Lenten observation this week at an Ash Wednesday service. Our first preparation through this season, our own beginning of something meaningful and powerful. And we take this journey together until the joy of the Holy Easter. May God bless us all. Amen.